Safety stock. There must be a balance between inventory costs and customer service. One key way to achieve this balance is to manage and calculate safety stock levels to attain your desired customer service levels. This is balanced against the stockout probability. Two key probability terms regarding safety stock are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Probability. Mathematically, a number between 0 and 1 that estimates the fraction of experiments if the same experiment were being repeated many times in which a particular result would occur. This number can be either subjective or based upon the empirical results of experimentation. It can also be derived for a process to give the probable outcome of experimentation. Stockout probability. The percentage chance of a product not being in stock when an order is placed. Safety stock addresses demand or supply uncertainty by providing an incremental quantity of finished goods or components. The effect of not having safety stock is illustrated in Exhibit 3-7 using the basic order point diagram. In a customer service environment, the assumptions of the rate of demand and replenishment lead time are subject to uncertainty. Exhibit 3-7. Purpose of safety stock. The diagram illustrates the drawdown of the inventory level from replenishment points, number 1 to number 2. The reorder point is reached when the inventory has drawn down to 300 units. The exhibit shows three different scenarios. In scenario A, inventory is expected to draw down to 0 units at point at during the estimated lead time, noted by LT on the diagram, reaching it just as replenishment occurs, and the cycle repeats. A stockout does not occur in this scenario. In scenario B, the rate of demand during the lead time is slower than expected. When replenishment occurs at the end of the expected lead time, inventory is above 0. Again, a stockout does not occur. Scenario C shows what happens without safety stock. The rate of demand during the lead time is faster than expected, and the 0 inventory level is reached before replenishment. There is a stockout. The purpose of safety stock is to provide additional inventory to prevent customer dissatisfaction and loss of sales revenue caused by demand and supply uncertainty. When inventory demand or supply is uncertain, as with assemble or make-to-order, organizations may want to consider additional methods to manage safety stock, including inventory, protective capacity, and time buffers.